Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media. You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
That's right, you tune in to Maranatha Drive, rather, here on Adventist World Radio, SID Media. I almost said the other show that I usually stand in for, let us get straight into our interview. We're going to be joined by Mr. Dumisani Moyo on the line. And while he is joining us, just to recap or reiterate what we're going to be looking at, we're looking at our VOP lesson, Christ's representation representative in the world. And on the line, we are joined by Mr. Dumisani Moyo. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us here on Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, SID Media.
Good to be with you, Kundo. I hope that you're having a great day.
Oh, no, I am. I cannot complain too much. I think I'm just ready to get into our conversation. So essentially, as we are looking at what we have in store, when Christ was about to ascend into heaven, his disciples grew a thought of some kind of his parting, or were apprehensive of his parting. Jesus promised them a personal counselor and guide. And that is the subject that we're looking at today. So I think we can get straight into our questions then. Please tell us a little bit about this priceless gift that Jesus promised his disciples, and by extension, ourselves.
Yes. So, I mean, I like the way that you explained it, the idea that, you know, the disciples were apprehensive, the idea that they were somehow, I guess you could say, anxious, if that's the right kind of word.
Right.
That, you know, their friend, their dear friend, their closest one, their savior, their Lord, had left. And of course, in their minds is probably the question of, okay, now what? Because, you know, now their expectation was basically that, you know, now that Christ was risen from the grave, maybe there's this whole idea that, you know, now he's going to overthrow the Romans.
Right.
But this is not what Jesus had in mind. Neither was it in the plan of God.
Right.
And so this is something that Christ actually said and actually told them before he left, even. And this was in John chapter 16. Hmm. You can read John chapter 16, whether it's from verse 7 to 14. We'll be able to go through the entire. But in short, brief parts of it. John chapter 16, verse 7.
John chapter 16, verse 7.
Yes, and verse 13 as well.
And verse 13 as well. Okay.
Yes, yes.
John chapter 16, verse 7 reads thus, "But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." And that's the end of verse 7. And then you said verse 13, correct?
Verse 13
of the same chapter reads, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come."
Mm-hmm. Now, it even goes on in verse 14 to say that he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Mm-hmm. So there's an interesting part that you read out there in verse 13 where it says, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come. Mm. So the idea that's brought forward is, and what you were talking about, of this special gift, this representative of Christ in the world when he ascended, is the one that he's talking about when he says, the Spirit of Truth. There, and this is the one who we would call the Holy Spirit. And so this is the idea that, okay, yes, when he leaves, but he has not left us he has not left us orphan, I think is the word, how to put it that
stranded.
Way.
Stranded. Yeah.
Or stranded, yes, that's a better word. He has not left us stranded. He has left us with one who represents him in all the earth, and that is the Holy Spirit.
And why did he say it was for their advantage that, you know, the Holy Spirit comes rather than for him to stay here on earth? It almost sounds like a guilt trip a little bit, like, oh no, hey, I'm going to go, but don't worry. I gotcha. Something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting thing that you say, because when someone is leaving like that, it's almost like saying, because he actually says, no, but it's for your good that I leave. And I can only imagine if your parents were leaving and they said, no, we're going to leave you here, but it's for your own good that we're going to leave. It would almost feel like, are you sure you know what you're doing?
Are you even sure this is for my good, or you're just doing it?
Okay. Are you sure this is for my good? Well, that's a very good question. Say, okay, why didn't he just stay then? But you realize in the divine plan, what you have is when Jesus actually came here onto this earth, you recognize that he laid down even his divinity and he took on the form of a man. And one advantage of that is that he let's say, for example, where he was in when he was in Jerusalem.
Right.
That's where he was. He was in Jerusalem. He couldn't be in several different places. Now, the interesting thing that we know is that, remember that when Thomas, when in the upper room, I mean, not in the upper room, but then when Thomas was with the other disciples and Jesus said, you can touch the scars in my hand and you can touch the scar in my side, it shows you that Jesus still held on to that, onto the human form, and also by choice left the scars in his hand and in his side. But you also recognize then that even right now we still have a representative with God in heaven, and that is Jesus Christ. But he is in heaven, and that means that he is not allowed, he by limitations of being in his human form, he is only in heaven. But well, we have the Holy Spirit who is able to be everywhere or omnipresent, because the Holy Spirit never laid down any of his abilities to become human. So the Holy Spirit is able to be omnipresent, and he doesn't just speak on his own. He speaks all truth. And actually what Jesus says is that it's for your good, because then he will lead you into all truth. Remember that because even on this earth, even when he was leaving, he said, there's many things I would like to tell you, but you're not yet ready. But then knowing that he would leave the Holy Spirit with us as a guide and as a counselor, he would lead us into all truth according to the word of God.
I think you've like critically touched on my next question, which is, what is the purpose of the Holy Spirit here on earth? You've already spoken towards that. But I guess the question would be, is there any possibility that they could have been anything else besides the Holy Spirit? Do you think God, I think it's pretty sure, like, he knew what he was doing. But would they have, if he didn't leave us with a presence, can one say that it is better to have the Holy Spirit on earth as opposed to Jesus? Because something you mentioned is about, like, the Holy Spirit being omnipresent and you can literally be anywhere and the Holy Spirit can reach you. Is it that his human form was stopping him from being present everywhere?
Now, this is something that's actually very interesting, because it we probably won't be able to tackle all, because I know that that's almost going into the nature of the Holy Spirit and also the nature of the Son, or right, as we call him, Jesus Christ. But then one thing that we do know is that the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son are one. So they are all God. But then the idea of, remember that when we look into Christ becoming Jesus himself, or the Son becoming Jesus himself, he did have to lay down some, not by force, but by choice. And there is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Jesus Christ.
Right.
But then we also recognize that it's not about being one being better than the other, but one playing a role and another playing another role. So, I mean, we could say that, oh, okay, does that make one more powerful than the other? It's, I guess maybe that's because we're always used to competition, I suppose, as us being human, you know? But remember that there isn't such a thing amongst the Godhead. In the Godhead, there's that idea of one plays another role, another one plays another role, and another one plays another role, and yet they are all one in purpose, and they are all one. And so to say that, is it better? I would rather say it is the divine plan that the Holy Spirit would be here with us now,
right.
And Christ would be still praying for us even now, because we have a representative in heaven, and that is Christ. We have a high priest. If I can put it that way. Actually, not even if I can put it that way, because the Bible says so.
Puts it that way.
We have a high priest. but the Holy Spirit is with us as a counselor even today. So, yes, we shouldn't take that lightly. That's not something that's just like, oh, now I have the inferior one here. No.
Right.
Just as we have Christ here, we have the Holy Spirit with us here, if we would invite him.
So, I you know, this conversation could go on forever, and unfortunately we're running out of time, so I have to get into my last question, of which I already kind of know the answer to, but it's also kind of like, okay, but we didn't ask for that. It's like, why did Jesus have to return to heaven? I think there's a scripture verse where he talks about, I go to prepare a place for you, and it's like, okay, but like, don't we need you right now, like over here? Why you gotta go? Why did he have to return to heaven? Couldn't God the Father prepare a place for us? Or is it this intermediary thing that, or, you know, how he intercedes for us, that even in that, he has to go back to be able to do that?
So I like the way that you put it, where you say intermediary. Remember that this is the whole idea of Christ actually being our representative is not just to represent God here on earth, but also to represent man in heaven, to be able to say, okay, Father, I have, and remember, even when you look at the whole temple service in Jerusalem, the whole idea was that, and even in the wilderness when they had the tabernacle, the idea was that there's this high priest who stands in the place of man to be able to come before the Father and say, here is the sacrifice, and it's acceptable to you, and open the books and go through all that the high priest is supposed to go through now. Yes, could the Father prepare a place for us? I mean, look, he created, I mean, everything has been created by God. And so the only reason why he would go through it is not because of the idea, well, that it is for, how can I put it, just to delay things. No. It's the idea that the whole process of the great controversy is to not just to show that God can save, but rather to show who God is through it all, and that's in all his ability,
right,
to not save while he is here on the earth, but to save while he is in heaven as well. There is more to his service than just his death on the cross. There is the whole ministration, that is his life, his death, his resurrection, and his standing before the Father as well. So let's and I believe we'll be able to ask God all the questions that we would like at some stage, and say, okay, but God, is it that we need you now? Yes, we do. And that's why we still have him with us in the form of the Holy Spirit, in that we still have God with us in the form of the Holy Spirit, and he never left. He is still with us, but then Christ still stands in the place in front of the Father, so that we may be able to have a representative. So Yes, we do need him, and maybe that's why sometimes we cry out to him, but he never left us alone either. We have, and actually when you look at the, and I would encourage our dear friends and our dear listeners to look at the book of Acts and see how much was accomplished as long as the believers kept leaning and trusting in God and continuing to call upon him and to call upon the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, and how much was done, and that can be done even today.
Man, Jesus Christ did not get retirement. He went from his internship and just went straight into working for the rest of his life just to save us, which is kind of crazy. But, you know, we appreciate
that way, it. But yeah, that's
more related, but thank you very much. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us on the line to discuss this VOP lesson and looking at Christ representative on in the world. But thank you so much also for bearing with me and my slur jokes. I appreciate the time, and I am sure our listeners do too, and I hope you have a blessed day.
No, you have a blessed day, Gundo. You also have a blessed day, and continue to lean upon the Lord, and to all our friends, continue to pray and continue to look towards God.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Until next time, sir.
Thank you.
And on the line, that was Mr. Dumisani Moyo joining us just to discuss this conversation on, you know, Christ representative in the world. I don't know why that has become a tongue twister all of a purple, because I had been saying it like a normal person this entire time. But anyhow, we're going to have a little bit of a song. When we come back, we're going to have fun facts of the day. And this fun fact is a little bit of a self-exposure, but it's fine. It's fine. I see that there are some song requests as well. I have seen them. I will be responding to you in just a moment, and we'll be playing them as well during our sing along in traffic or sing along traffic moments. Stay tuned for all of that that is coming up. And then after that, you know how it goes, we'll be in our final hour of the show, bringing us closer and closer to the end. But don't go anywhere, because even in the final hour of the show, we have our week of prayer. So remember, I said send through your prayer request as well to 073-470-3520, and we'll be able to fellowship together from there.